think too much, but you don't know enough to make sense of what's going on.
I think Ashiel was lying to us about what he's going to do, said Bean.
And I think you're lying to me right now.
Get used to it, said Polk. The world is full of liars.
Ulysses doesn't care who he kills, said Bean. He'd be just as happy to kill you as Ashiel.
Polk shook her head impatiently.
Ulysses is nothing.
He isn't going to hurt anybody. He's all brag.
So why are you up? Asked Bean.
Polk shrugged.
You're going to try to kill Ashiel, aren't you? Said Bean.
And make it look like Ulysses did it. She rolled her eyes. Did you drink a big glass of stupid juice tonight? I'm smart enough to know you're lying.
Go back to sleep, she said.
Go back to the other children.
He regarded her for a while, and then obeyed. Or rather, seemed to obey.
He went back into the crawl space where they slept these days, but immediately crept out the back way and clambered up crates, drums, low walls, high walls, and finally got up onto a low-hanging roof. He walked to the edge in time to see Polk slip out of the alley into the street.
She was going somewhere. To meet someone.
Bean slid down a pipe onto a rain barrel and scurried along the street after her. He tried to be quiet, but she wasn't trying, and there were other noises of the city, so she never heard his footfalls. He clung to the shadows of walls, but didn't dodge around too much. It was pretty straightforward following her. She only turned twice. Headed for the river. Meeting someone. Bean had two guesses. Either it was Ulysses or Ashiel. Who else did she know that wasn't already asleep in the nest? But then, why meet either of them? To plead with Ulysses for Ashiel's life? To heroically offer herself in his place? Or to try to persuade Ashiel to come back and face down Ulysses instead of hiding? No, these were all things that Bean might have thought of doing. But Polk didn't think that far ahead. Polk stopped in the middle of an open space on the dock and looked around. Then she saw what she was looking for. Bean strained to see. Someone waiting in a deep shadow. Bean climbed up on a big packing crate, trying to get a better view. He heard the two voices, both children, but he couldn't make out what they were saying. Whoever it was, he was taller than Polk. But that could be either Ashiel or Ulysses. The boy wrapped his arms around Polk and kissed her. This was really weird. Bean had seen grown-ups do that plenty of times, but what would kids do it for? Polk was 9 years old. Of course, there were whores that age, but everybody knew that the Johns who bought them were perverts. Bean had to get closer to hear what they were saying. He dropped down the back of the packing crate and slowly walked into the shadow of a kiosk. They, as if to oblige him, turned to face him. In the deep shadow, he was invisible, at least if he kept still. He couldn't see them any better than they could see him, but he could hear snatches of their conversation now.
You promised, Polk was saying.
The guy mumbled in return. A boat passing on the river scanned a spotlight across the riverside and showed the face of the boy Polk was with.
It was Ashiel.
Bean didn't want to see any more. To think he had once believed Ashiel would someday kill Polk. This thing between girls and boys was something he just didn't get. In the midst of hate, this happens. Just when Bean was beginning to make sense of the world. He slipped away and down the street. But he did not head back to their nest in the crawlspace, not yet. For even though he had all the answers, his heart was still jumping. Something is wrong, it was saying to him. Something is wrong. And then he remembered that Polk wasn't the only one hiding something from him. Ashiel had also been lying. Hiding something. Some plan. Was it just this meeting with Polk? Then why all this business about hiding from Ulysses? To take Polk as his girl, he didn't have to hide to do that. He could do that right out in the open. Some bullies did that, the older ones. They usually didn't take 9-year-olds, though. Was that what Ashiel was hiding?
You promised, Poke said to Ashiel there on the dock.
What did Ashiel promise?
That was why Poke came to him. To pay him for his promise.
But what could Ashiel be promising her that he wasn't already giving her as part of his family? Ashiel didn't have anything.
So he must have been promising not to do something.
Not to kill her?
Then that would be too stupid even for Poke to go off alone with Ashiel.
Not to kill me, thought Bean. That's the promise. Not to kill me. Only I'm not the one in danger. Or not the most danger. I might have said to kill him, but Poke was the one who knocked him down, who stood over him.
That picture must still be in Ashiel's mind. All the time he must remember it, must dream about it. Him lying on the ground, a 9-year-old girl standing over him with a cinder block, threatening to kill him. A cripple like him, somehow he had made it into the ranks of the bullies. So he was tough, but always mocked by the boys with 2 good legs, the lowest status bully. And the lowest moment of his life had to be then, when a 9-year-old girl knocked him down and a bunch of little kids stood over him.